The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. And first and foremost, I just gotta say, I've been MIA. I apologize, my sincerest apologies. And I'm not gonna give you any excuses. I wrote that in my notes. No excuses, Gretchen. I could be like, I've been busy, I've been here, I've been there, I've been like mentally struggling a little bit, which we'll get into that. But hi. I'm coming to you with open arms, giving you all a warm hug and saying, forgive me that I've not posted in like over a month. I don't think I posted a podcast all of November, you guys. I am so sorry. That's so bad. I'm looking back at my notes and I can see like all the dates along the left of my other podcast notes from past episodes, if that makes sense. And I'm seeing end of October. So that's really bad. And I'm sorry. But we're just going to get back into it. And please forgive me. Love you. Okay. So I thought we could just make this episode kind of like a catch up, but also things I've been doing to get into the holiday spirit. I don't know if it's just me, but this year, honestly, every year, just every phase of life of when, or like every season, I don't feel like I'm ready for it. Like I always feel behind. I'm mentally still in August. In the summer, I was like, wait, what? I'm still in the spring. I'm still in last winter. But it was summer and then summer goes and then it's fall. And like, I feel like fall is always 1 second long. Fall is like 2 weeks in October where it is not super warm from summer still. Like I feel like it's so warm throughout September and then it gets like that perfect fall weather for like 2 weeks in October. Then it's freezing cold. So then fall's over and you always get that for 1 second and it's winter and I'm like, what? How is it December? November, I blinked my eyes and it was over. And I just don't even feel ready for the holiday season and for Christmas, but alas, we are here. Here it is. So I don't know. I feel like this is like a common thing that everyone says. As you grow up, time speeds up, but it is just so true. Like I'm sure as years go on, time goes faster and faster and faster because you, I don't know. I've heard this actually, I think, because your point of reference is like longer. Like when you were a kid, I felt like time would drag on and every single day I would be like, oh, counting down the days till Christmas or my birthday or till a vacation, right? But then now since we've like lived more life is just going by quick. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's always how I feel. And I'm like, how do I start feeling like I'm ready for the season that we're entering? Or how do I feel like, yes, today is like December 8th as this goes up? How do I have that feeling of like, yes, today's, do I have to start writing in a planner again every day and like writing the date down? So I am like thinking of the day in my head, like, oh yes, this makes sense. Cause I'm just like, huh? How is it the beginning of December? Like, how do we get here? Anyway. I'm sure I'm not alone in that, but you know what? Before I get into it, I thought we would like catch up. I always, at the beginning of every episode, say something I'm happy about, happy quote or happy idea. It normally ends up being like halfway through the episode, so why don't we just do that right here and now, okay? Definitely feeling more settled in our home for the hockey season, so doing better, and I'll get into all that, but I'm happy about, I've just been having to focus on the little things every day to bring me joy since I've been like struggling a little bit, but I'm definitely doing better. So honestly, what I'm happy about is it's been snowing a lot here, which is like good and bad. Obviously you're like scraping your car and shoveling and whatever. It hasn't been too bad that we had to like shovel, but I feel like it's been snowing like lightly every day. And so you wake up and it's like a winter wonderland and so pretty. And I'm like, I just got to take joy where I can get it some days and sometimes, you know? So yeah, I've been appreciating the little things. And I'm also kind of like, okay, if it's this cold, it might as well snow. Because if it's like under 30 degrees, it might as well be like white and snowy and pretty and not just like freezing cold and dead looking everywhere. You know what I mean? When it's just cold and like all the trees don't have leaves and the grass is just brown and you're like, oh, this is sad. I'd rather just be like snowy. And also I will say, as a dog mom, walking Brody in the snow, I think is so much better than walking in the rain, because after snow, I can kind of brush him off and get the little snowballs out of his tail and his paw, like the fur in his paws. But when it's raining, he's just sopping wet, and we're both like wet dogs. You know what I mean? But snow is just fun, and he loves the snow and watching him frolic through the snow. So yeah, that's what I've been happy about. It's been snowy, and this is contradicting what I was saying before. I'm like, I'm not ready for Christmas and being the Grinch, but I actually am excited for Christmas. Like, that is the most cheerful time of the year. And also, it's growing up is hard, okay? Because I'm realizing as you get older, like when you're young, you're just so naive, and it's such a special time to be young and be like, the holidays are so perfect and amazing, but growing up is realizing that they're not so perfect and amazing for everyone. And it brings up some hard feelings and makes you notice the absence of family members that are no longer with you, things like that. So as excited as I am for the holidays, it's like, it's, you have like the highs with the lows, right? Like, it's like so exciting and spending time with family and maybe yummy food and a fire and all being together and fun memories and snow, but also hardships as well. So yeah. I mean, my feels over there. I'm like, I'm really excited for Christmas, but also makes me think of a lot of sad things. Okay, hopefully you can't hear that. That's our washer going off. The washer and dryer here. Do you guys have this with your washer and dryer? Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I don't know if you can hear that. It's like a jingle in the laundry room that I hear faintly, but it is like the longest sound. Like, this is going to go on for 30 seconds. It's like, doo, 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 when it's done. Why? It's literally still going. It sings us a whole Christmas carol whenever it's done. Anyway, yeah, so I'm I talk about it for like 10 minutes. That's what I'm happy about. The snow, I am happy for the holidays coming up. And I just feel like I have a better understanding the older I get of like the reality of the holidays, if that makes sense. And also, for a happy quote, happy idea, this has like nothing to do with this episode really, but it's just been something I've been thinking about recently, and I've been realizing things. Thing like Kylie Jenner, this is the year of realizing things. I've just been thinking a lot in my head about things that I kind of mentioned in my Vlogmas Day one, my honest life update. I've received so much love and support from all of you guys, which I'll talk more about that, because it's made me feel a lot better, and it just made me be really honest with myself about how I was feeling. It was really good, my Vlogmas Day one. I was very emotional that day, like cried through the whole video, but it was kind of like a therapy session with myself, where saying things out loud made me like it like put it into reality how I was actually feeling, when it was kind of things I was like burying deep down. And I touch on body image and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even get into this. I'm gonna cry. I'm just gonna be so frustrated with myself. It's something I've been dealing with forever, but like also who hasn't? And is body image something you kind of always struggle with and always worry about? Or do you get to a point where you're like, I'm good, I'm free from this? I just, you know, like as a woman, it's just so hard. And so I just touch on that quickly and I'm like, oh, like, aren't we all worrying a little bit too much about what we're eating or how we're moving our bodies or how we look compared to our friends? Or I'm like, I'm just so done with it. I'm just so over it. It's just so frustrating. Like, I'm over it. And I was thinking about this thing that I heard once, and I don't even know where I heard this, but this makes me feel a lot better. And I was actually saying this to a girlfriend of mine yesterday. We were talking about body image, and she was like, oh, like, I had a bad day. Like, I'm mad that I was being negative towards myself, which I'm so happy that's the narrative now with my friends, that if someone's like, oh, like, I look so bad in the picture, we're like, no, you don't. You look beautiful. Like, think about how you would talk to one of us. Like, if that was a picture of us, you would love it. So I feel like we're good at holding ourselves accountable. Like, no, be nice to yourself. Like, compliment how good you look. And we're just, like, better about, like, the positive self-talk now. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm back to my normal self. I don't know what was up with me that I was, like, feeling negative about myself. Like, I'm beautiful. I'm a queen. I'm like, yes, you are. Atta girl. And I was just saying to her how I just keep thinking about this, and this always makes me feel a lot better. Guys, where did I hear this, if you know this quote or saying? But I heard this once that, and I've said this before, that how you look is the least interesting thing about you. just a little body image reminder for your Friday, if you're listening today, whatever day you're listening to. Because whenever I hear that, I'm like, it just puts into perspective, like, wow, we put so much emphasis on like how we look, which obviously like look good, feel good. I always feel better when I put a comb through my hair and put on some face moisturizer with my bronzing drops and put on a sweatshirt and leggings instead of like pajamas, you know, like little things. Like if I put in a little effort, I do feel better. Like, you know what I mean? But the fact that like thinking about this is like literally if you think about your friends and family and the people that mean most to you and the people that you admire and look up to, it's really not because of like how they look. You're not just like, wow, you are such a good person because you have beautiful blonde hair, or like, wow, you are such a nice friend because you're so skinny. Like that, what? Like that is not a thing. And so yeah, I just love thinking about that. Like the most interesting things about you is your personality, your sense of humor, your heart, your joy that you bring to other people, the type of sister and mom and friend you are. You know what I mean? So it's just like, God, literally how we look. Also, I've come to this conclusion with so many of my girlfriends and me, whenever we're talking about body image, I'm like, oh, wow, look at her. She must like run a million miles a day and eat really clean. And I'm like, no, she, like, I know her. Like, she literally eats whatever she wants and that's just how she looks. I feel like so much of it is your genetics. Like, so much of it is, like, you just are the way you are and you're going to look how you look. And yes, you can, like, kill yourself to eat a certain way and push yourself so hard in the gym. And yeah, you can change the way you look and you know what I mean? But it's just such a balance because I also feel like at the end of the day, you just are who you are. And maybe we could all just like embrace who we naturally are a little bit more. And that's just like how you're supposed to be. And that's okay. And again, it's like not that important. As long as you are healthy and happy and joyful, like eating foods that make you feel good, but also make you happy, like eating your cinnamon roll. Oh my God, my favorite food ever. Like you're doing good, queen. Okay. Sorry, that was just a whole rant I had to go on, and I'm feeling better. I've had a good morning. My head is screwed on right today. I'm having a good mindset about all this, but like talk to me tomorrow, you know, I could see myself in the mirror and like not feel good and then spiral and be sad all day. It's just so crazy. It's such a roller coaster with the body image stuff. So let's all just be a little bit more gentle with ourselves, give ourselves grace, and again, at the end of the day, remind ourselves, like this always makes me feel better too. Think about how you talk to your best friends, and you like legitimately, I look at my friends and I'm like, they are flawless, like they are perfect, they look so good, look at them in that outfit, oh my gosh, that new top they got, that style of the jacket looks so good on them, that dress is so flattering on them, they look so vibrant, they look so happy, they're glowing. And then to think like they could be like, oh, I've had like the worst body image day, I'm like, what, you look amazing. So it's like, why can't we be that way to ourselves? That is my goal. That's gonna be my goal for 2024, to talk to myself how I talk to my friends. Like I want to look in the mirror and be like, wow, the outfit looks so good on you, like those jeans are so flattering, you're glowing, you're vibrant, you're queen, you know, because that's how I think about my friends. So we need to be that way to ourselves. Okay, sorry, went on a whole rant for a sec, but let's catch up. It's crazy because I was looking at the notes of my last episode and I was talking about how I was about to leave for Hawaii and I'm like, wait, what? I went to Hawaii like a month ago. We have so much to catch up on. So that was amazing, of course. Like Hawaii is a dream and it was incredible. That was such a fun-filled trip. We had like a packed schedule every day. It was like, wake up, 5:30, go get in the car, drive here for sunrise. We're going to see the sunrise at the beach. Then we're going to get on this shuttle to do this hike. I'm just thinking, that was like literally the first day. And we're like, oh, how bad can a 4-mile hike be? Well, when it's like up and around these mountains and down, oh my gosh, it took us so long. We're like, wow, it was really challenging. So do that. Then at the beach, then you go get smoothies. Then we go here. Then we get back, get ready for dinner, go to dinner. Like it was just such a packed schedule and it was so fun. We got to do so many things. We did Kauai, then Oahu, and Hawaii is just one of my most favorite places. I am so blessed and lucky. I've got to go a handful of times now and it never gets old, especially Kauai. Oh, if you guys haven't been, it's just known to be like the kind of like nature adventure kind of island, and it's just magical. It's the best vibes. Everyone's so friendly and like laid back, and that's where I've gone swimming in waterfalls and ATV'd in the mud and ziplined through the forest, and it's just like amazing. So yeah, that was amazing. I already am feeling like I'm forgetting memories almost because I was a month ago and I'm like, what, that was incredible. I need to just keep that fresh in my mind how fun that was. Also, I have to shout out my mom. right now, right here, quickly, because she has been such a help. It's been also such a blessing that she has been an hour away from us this whole hockey season, because whenever I'm in a pinch with Brody, like twice now, plans have fallen through where he was supposed to be with a friend of mine, or like when I was in Hawaii, that was like over a week. And so Lucy watched Brody for a while, but then the last like 2 or 3 days, my mom helped out and watch him. And it's just been so nice having her close by. And then I'll get into like more recently when it's in New York City. Max was supposed to be able to watch. It was a whole chaotic thing last minute. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with him. Literally Taylor's parents are about to watch him. My mom was like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not going to go to Long Island anymore. I'll be here. Like, I'll watch Brody. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, so sweet. So yes, I've just like really been appreciating my friends and fam during this time, which I'll get into. I've been feeling so supported and loved by you guys, but also by my friends and family. And I just have been like leaning on my network and community more, and it's been making me feel a lot better. So yes. Also, I'm just gonna like rattle off life updates in the past month. Got a new couch. Love it so much. Looking at it right now, Brody curled up on it. He loves it so much. So cozy. It's a big cozy sectional from Sixpenny. And it's a, which I know I'm gonna end up regretting, but I was like, you know what? The style of this and how cute it's gonna be is gonna be worth the like almost high maintenance of it, cleaning it, because we got like a crisp white linen couch, which I'm like, but it's so beautiful that it's worth it. And it's just gonna be so beachy and Cape Cod. I cannot wait to put it in our house on the Cape. Everyone's like, why did you get a couch when this place was furnished? Because I'm gonna end up moving into our house on the Cape. Because our one there is like pretty old, and this one with, I got a jute rug in here that's like striped, if you guys saw. And it's just so beachy, and it's just gonna be so cute at our house. So I did that, and Max was like, literally yesterday, he was like, okay. He's like, on the couch chatting with Brody. And he was like, I know I give you a hard time being like, Gretchen, there's a couch here. Like, is this necessary? Whatever. I'm like, yes, it is, because hear me out. I'm going to feel a lot more settled here and cozy. And like mentally, it's worth it for me to just feel like I'm more settled into my space, because I just felt like unsettled for a while. I'm like, it's worth it because then I'll feel better here. And then I'm going to bring it to the Cape and it'll be our couch there. Like, it's going to be worth it. And he was like, okay, whatever. But yesterday he was like, okay, I know I gave you a hard time, but this was the best decision ever. Like, this couch is a million times comfortable, more comfortable than like the one that was here, because we were just running this house. Because obviously it's just a couch that they have to like run out of the house. So it's not like, you know, like your own comfy couch, if you guys get the vibe. So he was like, this is the deepest, comfiest couch. Like, you can just spread out. Oh, it's the best. So it's from Sixpenny. It's the 4-piece Devin, I want to say his name, sectional, in case you're wondering. So yes, love that. And it's just making you feel way cozier here. Nothing like a big new comfy couch. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside. Upside allows me to get cash back so easily on my everyday purchases. Each year we all pledge to save more and spend less, right? But with the prices of our essential items like gas and groceries being so inflated these days, it is hard. Since we can't just cut these purchases out of our budget, it's so nice to be able to offset this by getting cash back with Upside. Upside is so easy to use, and as always, I use my cash back on coffee. We all know this. I do it every time. So to get started, download the free Upside app. Then you'll claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You'll pay as usual with a credit or debit card. Follow the steps in the app and get paid. Upside users are earning hundreds of dollars a year, and in comparison to credit card loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. So download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. Then, this past month, spent a lot of time in New Jersey because Max was called up for a month with the New Jersey Devils, which was so fun and so exciting for him. And I was like literally telling him last night how, side note, with this book I'm reading, it's really cute. It's like talking about this young couple, and basically he, I don't want to get into it too much. Basically he's like an aspiring like singer, and it's just so cute because they meet and they get engaged, and she's like his number one fan and is just like, I'm going to marry a professional musician. And she's like at every show and just loves hyping him up and stuff. And I was saying to Max last night, I'm like, that's literally me. Like, I'm your number one fan. And to me, you're Wayne Gretzky. And like, I just love that he's following his dream so much. And it makes me so happy. I have like the biggest smile on my face talking about it, because who can say, since they were like 2 years old and have this dream, that they actually like go after their dream and accomplish it and never, and obviously people like change their mind. You know, when I was 5, I probably was like, I'm gonna be a veterinarian or the president, or you know, like you change as you grow and stuff. But I just think that's so special that ever since he was a kid, he's like, I want to be a hockey player when I grow up. And I'm like, literally, I'm going to say that to when he gets home. I'm going to say, you need to take a second to realize like all that you've accomplished. And I always feel like the moment of life you're in, you never take a second to look back and be like, oh, that's where I wanted to be. And like, here you are, but you just like keep moving through the daily motions and don't realize. And I'd be like, Max, have you realized like you literally are going after your childhood dreams? Like, that is so special. So anyway, I'm just his biggest fan. And that was so fun, all the time we spent in New Jersey. And I was going to say some of our favorites around there, because if you guys know, the New Jersey Devils play in Newark. And we are kind of in like, the hotel he stayed in was in like the Montclair area. So I was kind of in Montclair, Summit, Short Hills, a bunch like bopping around there. And it was such a cute area. And I love it there. And I would like live there in a heartbeat, because there's just so much going on. And you're so close to New York City. You're so close to Hoboken, which is funny that actually while we were there, we kept being like, oh, we should go into dinner into Hoboken and stuff. Like a lot of, I believe his teammates for the New Jersey Devils live in Hoboken. We never actually went over there because there was so much going on in like the Summit area. But the restaurants we went to that we loved, and I feel like so many of you are like Jersey girls, live in New Jersey or grew up there, because I was getting a million DMs being like, oh my God, this is my hometown. So we loved Huntley Tavern and Roots, and we actually went like two nights in a row, those restaurants. And we were like, wait, these menus are similar and the desserts are similar. And then we found out they're sister restaurants. We're like, no wonder we love those places so much. So Roots is in Short Hills. Huntley Tavern is in, I'm going to mess up, I forget the town, but it's all like around the same area. Then in Montclair, we love, for brunch, we went to Raymond's. We got like avocado toast and pancakes and Eggs Benedict. So good. We love walking around there. There's like a Sweetgreen there. Oh, like all our favorite places. There's also a Chip City, which is kind of like Crumble or Insomnia, like a cookie place. We love Chip City. So good. Oh, thinking about it, like I want to go back and get the scoop of vanilla ice cream on top. I wonder if that's a chain or if that's just there. Kind of seemed like a chain. I should look that up. But yeah, I felt like Max would be off at the rink doing his thing every day, and I would just go bop around, do my own thing. And I was always around Short Hills because there's a SoulCycle there. There's a Solid Core there. I literally was in heaven. Boxwood Coffee. I didn't even write that down, but that is not too far. And I love that coffee shop. Oh my gosh, how did I not even say Milburn Deli? The list goes on and on. Like, we literally were just on a food tour trying all the places. Milburn Deli, if you guys are around there. I got so many recs to go there. We went there at least three or four times. Like, we were going, like, every... It is so good. The best sandwiches ever. If you know, you know. The Godfather. The Gobbler, I want to say, is, like, that turkey stuffing one. The number 8 is my favorite. Oh, the number 8. It's, like, focaccia bread and chicken and mozzarella and pesto and tomato. I want that right now. And also the mall in Short Hills, so good. The Short Hills Mall. I think we got Rex to go there too. And I'm like, okay, it's just going to be like, no, this mall is amazing. It kind of reminded me of KOP, honestly. It was a lot like KOP and King of Prussia, if you guys know, outside of Philly. And it was just really nice and big and in Aritzia and like all the things. So we had so much fun there. Yeah, that was our New Jersey moment. Then for Thanksgiving, we spent Thanksgiving in Albany, New York, where I'm from, with my mama at our house. And it was very low key. I talked about in my vlog how I felt like a lot of our family was all spread out this year. Like, we always do it with our cousin Mandy, my mom's sister, her mom, my aunt Chris, uncle Rich, like our cousins, Mandy's brother Randall, our cousin, their siblings. We always do it all with them, especially since my dad passed away. And, oh, that was just weird saying that out loud. Sorry. Like, my dad passed. Oh, that makes me sound like old. Like, since my dad passed, literally I was 22. Anyway, don't want to get into that. That's a whole other reason holidays are hard and sad, like I was saying. But, yeah, especially since then, we've always done it with them, like, on Long Island. But then this year, Mandy is going to be with her boyfriend. My cousin Randall is going to be with his girlfriend. It was all going to be kind of separate. Max's sister was with her boyfriend, because we're like, oh, should we do it with Max's family? But then they were kind of all spread out. So we're like, okay, we're just going to do it with our mom, low-key. Me and Lou, and then Lucy's boyfriend was able to come, and it was actually amazing that Max was able to come up for the day, because he was still in New Jersey, but they just had that one day off. Actually, no, they didn't have the day off. I think they had to practice in the morning, but luckily, it just worked out very well. I don't think he could have been in a hockey organization any closer to my mom, because, like, Utica, where their minor league team is like an hour and a half from my mom, and then where the Devils play in Newark is only, like, 2 hours from my mom. She's, like, kind of in the middle, so it worked out really well. And Max was like, all right, if I'm, you know, up with the Devils or down with the Comets, I will be able to come for the day and have Thanksgiving dinner. So he's able to come for the day, have dinner with us. It was great. And Lucy's boyfriend needed to shout him out because he did the turkey all by himself for the first time. And it was amazing. We were like, literally, how did you do that? So that's going to be our tradition. We're going to like beg him to make the turkey every year. It was so good. Maybe next year I'll learn how to help. But I remember him looking up YouTube videos of how to like prep it, like you have to take out the insides. I don't even know. And he was like, like this is so gross. It was really funny. All of us trying to do Thanksgiving on our own because our dad like literally would cook everything and was just the best cook. And especially with our Aunt Chris, she's also such a good cook. Like I feel like she was doing everything. But this year we're like all hands on deck. I'm like doing the mashed potatoes. I'm doing the Brussels sprouts. You know, he's doing the turkey. My mom's doing the stuff. And like we were just doing it all. So that was really nice. That was actually like a lovely Thanksgiving. Then, right after Thanksgiving, we had a trip to go to New York City, but also it all came about because Buick reached out to have us go on a trip. And it's so funny because when I first got the email, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so fun and exciting. And it was like an upstate New York getaway. And I'm like, LOL, I'm literally from Albany and like live in Utica right now. This is probably so close to where I live. But it's actually not because it was pretty close to Pennsylvania, actually. We were like in the Catskills. So anyway, got invited on this trip. And it was like, you can bring three people, which is the first time I think that's ever happened to me in all my years going on brand trips and stuff. Sometimes you get a plus one. Sometimes you don't even get a plus one. And they're like, you can bring three people. I'm like, plus three? Like, okay, this must just be like me and my three girls then. Like, I thought it was just like girls weekend getaway, like just for us. And then of course, right before we go, I'm like, wait, are there other people going? There literally is at least 20 of us. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize it was like other people going too. So that was funny. And it was so amazing when I found out my friend Anna Hyde was going. Oh, I love her so much. And her friend Sydney, Ryan, Julia, we just got to like hang out with them the whole time. It was just girls weekend. And then I brought Lucy, Taylor, Hannah, you guys know, twin sister, my besties. It was amazing. And it was actually perfect how it lined up because they were like, okay, you're going to drive our new car, the Buick Envista. You're going to take it from New York. And we're like New York City. And we're like, wait, this is literally perfect because the four of us were trying to plan. We kept being like, we need to do a Christmas time in New York City moment this December. Like we kept talking about it and we're like, wait, this is literally perfect. We'll go to New York like 2 days before this trip, have our New York City moment, and then drive like 2 hours north in the Catskills, do this trip with Buick. So it worked out so well. It was working out a little too well because I was like, wow, this is just lining up so perfectly. Everything's working out so well. I was going to fly from Syracuse to New York City since Syracuse is like the closest airport here, and that way I wouldn't have to, I'm like, oh, driving 4 hours to New York and like leaving my car there, that just seems hard. I'm like, I'm just gonna fly. So that was my plan. But then Max was still up with the devil, so I was like, oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm not even gonna do the flying from Syracuse thing. If I'll like leave Brody with Max in New Jersey, this works out so well. They don't even have any games when I'm away. Like Max can watch Brody. This is like swimmingly. I'll just take the train from Newark into the city, meet them there. Like, wow, this worked out way too well. Then literally, you guys, 2 days before the trip, I drive the 4 hours with Brody down to Newark from Utica, stay overnight with Max, have dinner. The next morning, go to Seoul. Max calls me and I'm like, yay, are you playing in the home game tonight? He's like, nope, I'm getting sent down. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm like, this is messing up all the plans. If you guys saw my stories at the time, I was like, wait, what? We literally planned for Brody to be here with you. I was going to take the train. This worked out so well. I was going to get Brody after the trip. You were going to go on your road trip. I was going to take him to Boston. Like, we had this whole elaborate plan. And I'm like, oh, none of that's happening. Thank God. I was about to cancel my flights because I literally booked those flights. I was about to cancel them and get like a credit or something. But thank God I didn't, because I was like, wait, literally the next morning, guys, 2 days before the trip, we drive back to Utica. I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally just drove 8 hours in the past, like 12 hours. I cannot believe it. And drive back to Utica, and I ended up taking those flights from Syracuse. So that ended up working. But then we were like, oh my gosh, of course, Max is on the road now. All of my friends are the ones that always watch Brody. I'm like, normally I would call Hannah, I would call Taylor, I'd call Lucy, but they're with me on this trip. What do I do? My mom was supposed to be away. I was like, ah. But then she ended up being able to watch him. So yeah, that was just like, oh, thank you, mama. She's the best. So it ended up all working out, but that was like chaos. Literally every time I come out of that soul cycle, Max is calling me with some kind of news. Like, I just got hit with a puck in the face at practice. I'm getting stitches, or I have a big bruise on my leg from a sticker. Like, literally there's always something, or it calls me being like, I'm playing tonight. I'm not playing tonight. I'm getting sent down. Always something. He's calling me. I'm like, oh boy, what is it this time? So yes, he had some time with the Devils, now back in Utica, and of course as well, I post my vlog on day one. I'm like, I'm so lonely being here. Like, I only wanted to be here to be with Max. He's been away for this month. I've been, like, so depressed. Like, it's been so bad. And then, of course, I post that video, and, like, literally the next day he gets sent down and is back here, and I'm like, okay, I'm better now. No. But actually, it is crazy what a difference Max being back here has been. And you guys know I've come such a long way with my independence. I'm so good. Like, especially in Allentown, I felt like I was so fine on my own because I had such a community with, like, workout classes, my girlfriend's there, and I felt so settled. But not being settled here, there being, like, very few workout classes, not really knowing the girls yet, I was really struggling. And it just reminds me that although I can be on my own now and I've come such a long way with that, I'm remembering a comment I got from one of you guys or DM being like, Gretchen, it is okay to, like, need companionship and need, like, a community. Like, those are normal things for human beings. So I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better. Because to my core, naturally, I'm so extroverted that I do feel a lot better with Max around, seeing girlfriends, whatever. And aside from him being back, like, that's been amazing. And I just feel a lot less lonely. I have been getting to know the girls here a lot better and making more plans with them. And it's just been making a world of a difference. So, yes, back in Utica, settled in and not traveling anymore for the rest of the December other than going to Boston. Soon I'm going to go. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm traveling for like 2 weeks because I'm going to go to Boston for a week before Christmas and then we'll be on Cape Cod, which I feel like we kind of decided after Thanksgiving. We were like, let's go back to the Cape for Christmas. Of course, I'm like, I'm going to go back to our house all the time. Literally have not been back since September. But it'll be so nice to have Christmas there since we just bought the house in May. Like, we haven't had a Christmas there, and to be with Max's family and my family and celebrate, like, I'm actually so excited thinking about that. So that's really why I'm so excited for Christmas, to just be back at our house. We'll, like, get a tree and decorate really quick and everything. Yeah, so it's gonna be amazing. Oh wait, I didn't even say, back up, I was going off script, off my notes. I did want to say a little bit more about our trip with Buick and our, like, full day in New York City before. So flew into New York Thursday night, had dinner, hung out, whatever. And then we're like, okay, we have a full day Friday to, like, have our day in New York before we go upstate, go up to the Catskills Saturday morning. So we're like, we are going to make the most of it. We were planning this day for a while and packed it full. And I thought it'd be fun to share if you have, like, a one day in New York City during Christmas time kind of thing, situation going on, that my itinerary could help you, because we're like, we are going to do all the things. We're packing it in. It's a city that never sleeps. We're gonna do it all if we're here. So, woke up bright and early. Started at SoulCycle. Of course, my favorite way to start the day. It was amazing. Lucy and I went with my bestie, Louisa. It was great. Hannah and Taylor did Y7, which I wish I could have been in two places at once, because I also would have loved Y7. I love that yoga studio. It's like hip-hop yoga, if you guys haven't done it before. I was explaining it to Lucy and Taylor because they hadn't been. I'm like, it's so different than any other yoga, but it's cool. Like, you're in a vinyasa flow, but you're listening to Drake. You're like, what's going on? And there's no mirror, so it's hard. I haven't been in years, but I miss that. So they did that. We did Soul. Then we went to Ralph's right after, got coffee. It's crazy. In all my times in New York City, I've never been to Ralph's. So it was amazing. So good. And I also feel like it's decorated cute and Christmassy in there. And obviously, it's just green is, like, the color, so it's cute. Then, this is probably so, like, basic of me or not, like, we could have gone somewhere way better for breakfast, but we're like, we got to go back, get ready, get our day going. So this would have been my choice anyway. Juice Generation is, like, my favorite place ever, and I feel like they only have them in New York City. And whenever I lived there for that summer in college, I would go to Juice Generation every single day and get their acai bowl. It's my favorite acai bowl ever. And I know it's just, like, a chain, but literally that acai bowl is so good to me. It's better than, like, authentic hole-in-the-wall type places in, like, Hawaii even, like, where they started. That acai bowl is so good. So we went to Juice Generation, got acai bowls. My heart was happy. Went back to the hotel, got ready really quick. We were like, yay, the rain's going to hold off. And then we were like, just kidding, it's starting to pour. We were like, really? It's going to, like, pour a whole day in New York. But we're like, we are not going to let this stop us. Our plan was to, like, go up to Rockefeller Center and then Bryant Park Holiday Market. We were staying in, like, Flatiron, so it was perfect. We were close. We could walk. We also, by the way, stayed at the Virgin Hotel, which I don't even think I ever heard of Virgin Hotel. I know, like, Virgin Mobile, it might be the same company. It looked like that. And I was like, oh, I don't know. But it was, like, such a good location. It was actually such a nice hotel. Loved our room. It was perfect. So highly recommend. Then, because normally I stay in, like, Hotel Indigo, Lower East Side, East Village kind of place. But this was so good because what we wanted to do, all these holiday things, were, like, up a little bit more. So go up to Rockefeller Center. On our way there, we're like popping into shops. We like go into the Abercrombie & Fitch. We go shopping there. I get the cutest trench coat ever. We pop into like the Starbucks Reserve. I get to show them that because they never been to a Starbucks Reserve. So it was like so cool trying those little drinks, whatever. We just like popping around, especially to get out of the rain. And it kind of held off a little. Then we're in Rockefeller Center looking at the tree. Obviously, it's packed. We're happy we went during the day on a Friday because we're like, oh my gosh, if we went Saturday or Sunday, I've been seeing the scariest TikTok videos of the sidewalks just like in gridlock. Like so many people trying to see the tree and doing the holiday markets. And it's like so overwhelming. So got to see the tree, get our little pictures. It's beautiful. Like you got to do it. But then I've seen TikToks of people being like, you don't got to do it. Like do not go to New York during the holidays because it's like so stressfully packed, which it is. But like in my mind, it's like magical still. Like you got to do it. So then we go to Bryant Park, do the holiday market. That was lunch and then some. We tried every single food. If you guys saw my TikTok at the, it's like their Winter Village. They have all the different foods to try. So many cute little shops. It was so fun. And it's all decorated cute. So you got mulled wine. There's like ice skating. It was amazing. Then we're like, okay, we got to hustle back, freshen up, get ready for drinks and dinner because we had reservations for drinks and dinner. We went to drinks at Veronica. I was raving about this in like February when Max and I went this year, and we just stumbled upon it. We were like, holy cow, this is the most beautiful cocktail bar ever. It's a restaurant as well. I haven't had dinner there, just like drinks. And we were like, this is amazing. We just popped in there because we were early for dinner nearby. And we were like, this is the best espresso martini we ever had. We chugged them, went to dinner, and then we were like, we're going to go back and get more because it was so good. So we love Veronica. I had like the best experience. But then, not to talk crap, but wait, also backtrack. I got so many DMs from you guys because I was like, whoa, this is like the most beautiful building. This is so grand. Like, where are we? Where do we end up? And I got so many DMs from you guys being like, Gretchen, it's 281 Park. Like, didn't you watch Anna Delvey? Didn't you see that was like the fancy building she was trying to buy? And I was like, oh my God, no wonder it was like so beautiful and grand. It feels like you're walking up the like red velvet staircase of like an opera house. So love Veronica. Then I'm like hyping it up so much to Lucy Taylor and Hannah. I'm like, we got to go back. Made reservations at the cocktail bar. We go. And I also already had like a bad taste in my mouth because I got, I think more than one DM, like probably two DMs from you girls saying that you went and you had a bad experience. And I was like, wait, what? Because we literally had such a good experience when we went, but saying that they were like kind of rude or snobby or whatever, which I didn't experience. So I'm like, I don't know about that. Like, I don't want a place that's like snobby. So we go and it was fine. But my only complaint is the drinks were not as good as I remember. Like, I was like, what? I remember it being like the best espresso martini of my whole entire life. And we went back. I was like, why does this not taste as good? Maybe because the first time Max and I were like standing at the bar, like chatting with the bartender the whole time. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did you make that? He's like showing me every little detail. And then this time we were just like off to the side on like a little couch, whatever. But they just like weren't as good as I remember. Maybe I just like hyped it up in my head too much. I don't know. But nonetheless, I would still recommend to go there, honestly, because I haven't experienced them being rude or anything. It definitely is a very fancy place. But I mean, yeah, they were like, you know what? Our espresso martinis are like really strong and they don't have Baileys, whatever it is. But like the atmosphere and the vibe is so good and so worth. Oh, there's Brody running by. That it's worth it to go because the vibes are just so good. Okay, just pause for a moment since Max got home. Why don't you give us a hi?
Hello, everybody.
Probably sounds like you're far away. He just got home and is eating lunch nearby. If you hear a fork and a knife and chewing, now you're going to eat as quiet as you can over there. It's actually very quiet. He just took the littlest, quietest bite. Okay, I was talking about our New York day. So, Veronica, lovely. And what's funny is at this point, it's like probably still drizzling a little and very cold. And I'm like, guys, our dinner, we went to Pecora Bianca, was like probably a quarter of a mile away. I'm like, we are not Ubering. Like, we can walk. Come on. But we are so cold and we're all in heels. I'm like, ooh. New York, New York. Don't you just love it? They're like, Gretchen. I'm like, we're almost there. It's fine. So I'm going to go to Pecora Bianca for dinner, which I think they have a bunch of locations. And Lucy's been. It's just like yummy pasta. And I just always wanted to go there. So it was perfect. We were literally still stuffed from, we tried everything under the sun at the Bryant Park Winter Village. You guys should go watch my TikTok to see all the things we ate. But then we had Veronica, ate some more at dinner. And then I don't know how I convinced everyone, because we're all so tired after like the longest day, to go out at night. But I really just like, I didn't even really want to go out. I was tired at this point, but I really wanted to see Mandy, our cousin, her friends, and go out with Anna and her friends. And so we go, really the loudest of them all over there is Brody's little nails moving her. So we go to this place called Jackdaw in the East Village. Nails on the hardwood are so loud. Brody, come here. Let me pet you at least. Come here. He's probably going to start begging for your pasta. Okay. We go to Jackdaw. And I looked up online. It looked very chill, like restaurant. I'm like, oh, cute. You probably get a drink and like sit down. No, no, no. We walk in there. And it was so cute because it was like decked out for Christmas. It was very decorated. And it's clear that it's probably like cocktail bar, like restaurant that turns into like a going out scene because it was packed. And that was really fun. Just very social. We were probably only there for like an hour or so. But so good to just see everybody. We're like, you know, when in Rome, we're here. Let's do all the things. And side note, the only bad thing that happened there, you guys should watch my YouTube video with my New York vlog for Vlogmas. Oh, that's another thing that's been going on, Vlogmas. That's been great and fun. But in that vlog, I talk more about the incident that occurred at Jackdaw, which is Lucy's hair caught on fire from a candle, which was crazy, and I actually can't believe that happened. And we're like fighting in the vlog. I'm like, we're all okay, we're all fine. And Lucy was so mad. She's like, if this was you, you'd be so pissed. I'm like, no, I'm fine, but like, no, I know what you mean. Or like, could have been worse. And it actually could have been worse. And it was very lucky that right as it happened, Hannah was standing next to Lucy and saw it and started hitting her head with her jacket and like put out the fire. But yeah, basically there's little candles everywhere, which was definitely dangerous when it becomes like packed, like for dinner, okay, but when it's like a packed bar and everyone's standing around, and Lucy has such long hair that I think the bottom of her hair like hit the flame, and Hannah said she smelled burning hair and looked over and fire was just going up the back of Lucy's head, and she was like, no, and yeah, put out the fire, thank goodness. But then Lucy's like, ew, my hair smells burnt, like all that. So that was just a little incident, but we're all better now. She like went home, washed her hair, we're good. And I actually posted that video yesterday, our New York vlog, and I was getting comment. I got a comment from a girl being like, I swear, even after washing it, I could still smell the burnt smell. Like, it's so bad. So I should ask Lucy if she can still smell it. But could have been a lot worse, and we're grateful everyone's safe. I'm like, that is so freaking scary, though. Like, I actually probably would have passed out of that. It was me. I would have had like a meltdown, so that was that. Then, Saturday morning, we leave for the Catskills at Buick for Saturday and Sunday. We ended up leaving Monday morning, and it was just the most wholesome, relaxing, nice 2 days. And we did, they had like meditation, sound bath, a color, what is that called? A color consultation? A color matching thing. If you guys saw, I posted about it a bunch on my Instagram. And it was very cool. Oh, a color analysis where she like looks at your undertones and holds different like palettes up to you and tells you, they do it by like season. So I'm like a true autumn. Lucy's a deep winter. And they tell you if you're warm toned or cool toned and what type of colors look best on you. Like what jewelry, like silver or gold. It was just very cool. And then the next day we had massages. There was like aerial yoga. It was just so nice and so great. And we got to drive their new car, which was obviously so cool. And yeah, it was actually very cool because the body of the car looks very sporty and it's just like a new style for Buick. And they're like, people are comparing it to like a BMW X6, I think it is. Or it kind of even looks like the Lamborghini Urus on the outside, like the shape of the car. And when we were driving out of the city with it, we literally saw two people stop and look at the car. They're like, oh my gosh, it's a Buick. And we were like, what? Like that, because it's just such a different like style for Buick. So that was very cool. And now here we are back home in Utica, all caught up. Can't believe it's December 8th. Yeah. Like I said, I just barely started thinking about Christmas presents. That's my question of the day for the current Vlogmas I'm on is, have you guys started getting your Christmas presents yet? Or are you me? And I really haven't. I kind of got like a couple things so far, but we're getting like dangerously, it is less than 20 days away, max. It must be like, it's 8th, so that means 3, so like 17 days away. I don't know if I did the math right. I think that's right. Maybe. I gotta get out my calculator. That is like just a little over 2 weeks. I gotta get ordering over here. And some people are so hard. like your sister, my mom, I don't know. Probably I'm the hardest because I get everything. But I've been helping you. I've been giving you a lot of hints over there. I think I need more hints from you. I told Max no more golf stuff allowed. He wasn't happy to hear that. He's giving me a frown over there because I just feel like he has everything. But I'm sure that's how you feel with me and my
everything things.
But I got a list. Oh, I actually just found something else this morning. I could send a link to someone. Maybe not you. I could send it to like my mom. That's Christmas these days. Just sending links with like a wink. So everyone just gets what they want. Anyway, what's new around here? We went to Nola's, a restaurant nearby, and it is definitely my new favorite in Utica. Like, so good. And that's going to be our new favorite, I think. Is that your favorite around here, too?
Yeah, really good.
Like, delish. And I was saying to them earlier, I've just really been feeling better about my sense of community around here, especially since going to Burnt Tone Sculpt. I actually was saying in my last podcast, I was like, oh, I want to go to this place people talk about around here. It's called Burnt Tone Sculpt. And it's kind of like a mat Pilates sculpt kind of classes. And finally went with a bunch of Max's teammates, girlfriends and wives, and it's been great. And that already feels like my sense of community here. And like I was saying, I just have been feeling very supported and loved by old friends and also new friends. Oh, like shout out, like friends from my childhood, like saw my Vlogmas Day 1 and they're like coming out of the woodworks being like, love you, like sending like the sweetest messages, thinking about you. These are things that have helped me. I relate to you. I'm like, wow. Also have to shout out my friend here, Annika. She sent me the sweetest message. I was like tearing up. And it's just been making me feel so much better. And like I have my community. And especially if you're listening to this, Annika, because she listens to my podcast sometimes. Love you. And that made my day and made me feel so much better. And also I just have so many more plans going on now here. Like, we're all going to go to dinner tonight. I didn't even tell you that, Max. We're all going to go to dinner tonight. We're going to go to the Taylor and the Cook before the game. And Max has a bunch of games this weekend. And we're going to go to the away game tomorrow. And we have, like, a cookie exchange coming up. And, like, all sorts of stuff. So just keeping busy and having plans has been really nice. And, oh, also what I was saying I was going to get into is you guys gave me the push I needed for looking into therapy and medication and all that, and I got so many tips from you guys, and I was saying I've been going through it because the past couple days, to be so transparent, Max, tell them my past couple days calling doctors. I was like, from your point of view, what was my mindset?
Sad.
Yeah, just unwell. Like, I just felt so bad and like frustrated because I finally got to the point, because I was so encouraged by everyone around me, like, okay, Gretchen, put in some work here to establish care, get a primary care doctor, you know, get in with a therapist, a psychiatrist, whatever it is for you, like, just, you know, put in the effort to seek the care that you need. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling empowered, I'm gonna do it. This is going to be great. I'm getting all sorts of recommendations for doctors from family and friends. And boy, oh boy, was I wrong. It was so hard to get doctor's appointments. So I'm just here to say I relate to you because basically for the past probably 8 years, I've not had a physical, which is so bad, knock on wood, like so bad of me, so bad. And everyone's like, you need to get your health checked. But many of you are like me where you go off to college, you're not thinking about it, you're not going to your pediatrician anymore, and then suddenly you blink your eyes and you're 26 and you're like, oh my gosh, insurance, what? My insurance is changing. And so, and you move, you got to find a new doctor, whatever. And so I finally was like, okay, this is getting out of hand. It's been so long. Like, I need to find a doctor. But what people don't tell you is finding a doctor that, first of all, is taking new patients is very challenging. And even online, when it's like, we accept new patients, and then you call it and you wait on hold forever, and then they're like, nope, we're not accepting new patients. Or one, I was so naive. I'm thinking the first one I called, Taylor's Primary Care in Boston, she like loves. And I was like, oh, this is great. And I call the office, wait a while. They're like, oh yeah, here's the new patient line. I'm like, great. And they're like, oh yeah, no. She is not accepting any new patients. Also, we normally have a wait list. We closed the wait list 6 months ago. Good luck. Bye. And I was like, oh, wow. So I just started to get so frustrated. And every phone call, I would cry after because I was just like, I am taking so much of my time. I'm really trying here. And I just felt like to no avail. I was not finding any doctors that were accepting any new patients. And I just felt like no one was helping me. So finally, a couple were nice and like giving me tips. Like one of them was like, oh, wait, you still have a gynecologist you go to? Like maybe talk to that. Like I was just like grasping at straws here without being too specific. So finally was able to find one taking new patients, booking into next summer. I'm like, oh, wow, here we go. But I'm just like here to say that this journey of finding a doctor, if you guys are on that journey as well, is really frustrating and really hard. And now I feel for you because I wasn't on this journey till recently. And putting in the time and effort is really hard, but it does end up being worth it because now I have some appointments lined up, feeling a lot better. Yeah, that's kind of my personal health update. Doing a lot better today, especially because I got up, went to my burnt tone sculpt, had my coffee, walked Brody. The sun is shining. The snow is glistening. We're doing better. Are you laughing? Max, it's really about the little things.
The snow is glistening?
It is. I am so affected by my environment. Like, if it was gloomy out right now, I mean, it's gloomy every day here, but if it was, like, really dreary, I would be, like, sad. Or also, you know what I realized, too? Getting up and out of the house, like, first thing, I legitimately feel so much better. Like, if I rolled out of bed and came down here and recorded this podcast, I think I would have felt a lot worse. But since I, like, drove to my workout, got some movement and social interaction in, we love that. And now I'm back, and I'm, like, good. And I can work and focus. And I'm not like, hey, what is my workout going to be? Do I have friends? Will someone talk to me? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we're doing good. That's kind of my update. And what I was trying to say, this whole episode is supposed to be how I'm getting in the holiday spirit, which New York really helped me get into the holiday spirit. Like, literally, I'm not kidding. When I saw the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, I was like, that's it. I'm in the holiday mode because that just made me feel like it's Christmas time. And also, I wanted to say some other things that were getting me into the holiday spirit. So literally yesterday, Max and I went to Target and we're shopping for like a local family in need, which made me feel so good, but also sad at the same time. I was like, I want to buy this whole store for everyone that needs whatever they need, if it's like winter clothes or, you know, toys for Christmas. And yeah, it was just making me so emotional. And basically, Max's hockey team set that up so that we could all go shopping and shop for like local families in need. But I did want to say that I always hear people, like if you guys want to do something like this, I always hear people talking about shopping from the Angel Tree. And I believe that's through Salvation Army, if you are interested. And basically, it'll just be a list of whatever this family needs like for the holiday season. So we were just getting like, it was for 1.5-year-old boy, you guys. And it was like, you know, blankets and like a winter jacket and gloves and hats and maybe like some toys, stuff like that. And the part that got me, we're getting all the things like diapers, right? And then we get to the, it was like winter boots, and I pick up these teeny winter boots in his size and I was tearing up. I'm like, these tiny little shoes, like just picturing a little boy in them. Oh my gosh. So that was very heartwarming and definitely makes you feel in the holiday spirit because that's what it's really about. The season of giving. And yeah, so if you guys wanted to do something like that, I think through Salvation Army, and I feel like there's so many ways to do like charitable things in the holiday season. You just kind of have to like keep an eye out for them. Okay, you know another thing I wrote down, Max, what's gotten me into the holiday spirit is us playing in the snow with Brody. That made me feel like it's Christmas time. I think we're very lucky that right as December hit, we started getting snow here because that makes me feel like, okay, December, it's the holidays, so you might not have snow. You actually, probably most of you maybe don't have snow where you live, I feel like, unless you're in the Northeast. But if you do have snow, go play in the snow, especially with your dog or like a little kid, like if your siblings have kids or your neighbors or your nanny. I don't know, I just feel like that makes me the holiday spirit and is very, brings back your childhood. Okay, another recent top favorite of mine, this makes me feel in the holiday spirit, honestly. I've coined this Lucy's salad, like her winter salad. I think we kind of meshed too. She was telling me about this one salad she had at a friend's house. She was like, oh, we had the yummiest like kale salad with pomegranate seeds and all this stuff and butternut squash. And I was like, wait, but I made this like harvest salad that's really good. So we kind of like put them together. Well, pretty much we just did what she wanted to do. And It is the yummiest kale salad ever, you guys, and you should make it because something about the pomegranate seeds to me makes me feel like it's like winter. And I'm just calling it Lucy's winter salad. So literally all it is, it's so simple, is kale, pomegranate seeds, roasted butternut squash, goat cheese, and red onion. And then I kind of just made up this dressing and we're like, this is delicious. I literally just eyeball in a little cup. Probably most of it is like olive oil and Dijon mustard. And then I do lemon juice and maple syrup. And it is so good. Mix it all together in a bowl. It's so quick and easy. The hardest part is just roasting the butternut squash. Luckily, I got pre-cut butternut squash. It makes it a lot easier. But when you get the whole butternut squash, you're like peeling the butternut squash, chopping it all up, whatever. But then once you do that, you're golden and it's delicious. And that's making me feel in the holiday spirit. Also, Christmas candles. We've been going crazy with the Christmas candles over here, lighting all of our Bath & Body Works ones, like the what is the Christmas tree called? Not Fraser fir, like one of those type of ones. Pine needle, what is that? Yeah, pine something. You guys know, what's the word that starts with a B? Birch, maybe that's what I'm thinking, something like that. You guys know the like Christmas tree scent one really gets me into the spirit because that is so specific to Christmas. And the other one we like from Bath & Body Works is called Winter. That's such a good winter smelling one. Love that. Also, we've been watching a couple Christmas movies. We just watched Four Christmases. I think that's my most favorite Christmas movie. I love it so much. Oh, we actually have to finish that. That's what we should do. I'm like talking to you guys and Max at the same time. But yes, that's a fun way to get in the holiday spirit, Christmas movies for sure. Also, like I said, I like just barely started Christmas gift shopping, but yesterday I was looking a lot for Christmas gifts, and I feel like that's also getting me in the holiday spirit. Also, literally just today, not like I'm switching over, I'm like, I'm switching over to hot coffee for Christmas season, but I am going to mix in a hot coffee here and there, and that did feel very winter of me and cozy, because you're probably like, who are you right now? I do like an iced vanilla latte every single day, but I did a hot vanilla oat milk latte today and it was delicious. I actually might go make another one right after this because that sounds so good. Also, I've been in my PJ set era. No, I've been in that for probably like a year. A PJ set makes me feel so put together. Like if I have my skincare, clean hair, and a PJ set when I'm going to bed, I feel unstoppable. Crack out my book, read my book before bed. I have my life together. That's what that feels like. So I did read my book last night. That was really good of me. That was one of my goals this year, to read every night before bed. I've probably done that like 10 nights of the year. I need to be better with that because that just feels like such a more peaceful way to go to sleep than just being on your phone. Also, slippers. I'm wearing my slippers right now. That feels really cozy. And also, my toes are literally ice cold without them, so I need them. And lastly, to get into the holiday spirit, this is really only specific to if you live somewhere cold. And this is going to sound so dumb, but I'm just thinking about one of my girlfriends the other day. We were saying how we're like, oh, complaining. Like, it's literally so cold. It's like bone-chillingly cold outside. And she was like, you know what, though? Like, when you're younger and you are like fighting your parents and they're like, put on your hats and gloves and mittens and scarves. And you're like, I'm fine, whatever. And it's like so cold. You're like, if you actually just listen to them and like put on a hat and gloves and mittens or gloves and a scarf, it makes all the difference. And so that's kind of been making me the holiday spirit. Now when I walk Brody, I like romanticize putting on my scarf and my hat and my gloves, and it makes walking him way more enjoyable because I'm not just like freezing, and it's kind of fun. So that's what's been getting me into the holiday spirit. That's my little catch up of the last month. I promise I won't be MIA this much in the coming weeks. I'm going to be more consistent with you guys because it's been making me sad. I've been getting DMs and comments from you guys being like, where's the podcast? We miss you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm currently on a 4-hour drive from New Jersey, or I'm currently, you know, Brody needs to get to my mom's, or I'm in Hawaii or New York or whatever. But it's going to be a little less chaotic, and we just have Boston and the Cape coming up and such. So look forward to seeing you guys in future episodes. But love ya. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.